This is Davinston.
All right, we are back. I think we got a Pip's mic adjusted right. There was issues before. Talk, Pip, talk.
Yeah.
Speak.
Woo.
Good girl.
Be better now.
Yeah, there we go. All right, very good. Very good. So,
thank you.
Got a little treat, a little surprise treat for you guys.
Oh, boy.
Just bear with me 1 second.
Oh, boy, oh, boy.
Oh, boy, a treat. I like treats. Yay.
I hope it's crunchy. The maple kind?
All right, hold on a second. You guys recognize that music?
Yes.
Yeah, that's Belinda music.
Well, no, it's not just Belinda music. It's all of our scammers.
That's right.
Yeah.
She don't own this shit.
I don't know. You're the guy.
Yeah, I am the guy.
The music got you sidetracked. You're reminiscing.
Yeah.
All right. Hi.
He's got stars in his eyes thinking about his girl Belinda.
Yeah, now I wonder what it could be. Usually Belinda, we left with the clips. The clips have been leaving off where Davin is questioning the imposter Belinda. Maybe. Very interesting on that. And things weren't going very well. I think it was almost getting close to the end of their relationship where Davin was on the phone with Belinda. Actually, listen to the clips this week. Mavis comes back, killed off Dick El Dorado, which I'm still having a problem getting over. I don't know why you had to kill him.
That was
But Davin, to Davin's credit, he did stick up for his friend Dick El Dorado, launched into Mavis Mills, telling her that she was an awful person, and how Mavis came back and said that she didn't realize that Dick El Dorado was dead. And it's like, how couldn't you realize Dick El Dorado was dead? You don't really know that?
Well, this is not Belinda. But our last one was Jane.
Oh!
And we had a falling out with Jane, and she, the last time we spoke, she was like, well, what can you offer me? And I think I said a huge cock. So I'd not heard.
That's the last that landed that.
But all of a sudden, last Sunday, I get on Facebook a message from Linda Fairycloth. Now, remember, before Jane was Jane, she was like Jane Linda Fairycloth, and Fairycloth is not a popular name.
No.
So I'm like, my girl's back.
Yay!
Look at that.
Yeah. So she waves at me like you could do on Messenger and says hello. And then I said on Monday, I go back on Facebook. She goes, how are you? I go, I'm well. How are you? She goes, I'm okay too. What are you doing? I go, doing some writing. What are you doing? She goes, I'm at work. And what do you mean by back to Facebook? Because remember, she was on Facebook. And then I think all her profiles got reported, which is why we were down to emails.
Right, right.
So that's why I'm like, oh, you're back on Facebook. She goes, oh, and by the way, I'm looking on Messenger. On Messenger now, you could see where they're from. And she was from Nigeria. So it was clear she was not acting California.
So, right.
That's so stupid.
She goes, I'm at work. I go, I'm at work. And what do you mean by back to Facebook? I go, didn't you leave Facebook? Where are you working? She goes, I'm a kindergarten teacher. And what do you mean by didn't I leave Facebook? I never talked to you before. So,
boy, they got to get their act together.
No, what I think happened here was they're using the same name, but it's not the same person.
You got sold.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
But they're going to be disappointed.
Yeah.
I hope scammers have a lemon law.
Yeah.
but I thought I was talking to the same person.
Yeah.
But now I'm not, so now I'm kind of caught off guard. I go, okay, my mistake. Kindergarten teacher is cool. Which school district? Like, okay, I got to recalibrate on the fly here. And then next day she goes, hi. I go, hey. She goes, how are you? I go, how are you? She goes, I'm okay. And you? I go, good. I go, good. Finished with school? She goes, yes. I go, cool. Where do you teach? She goes, why do you have to know?
because I want to stalk you outside of the building.
Yeah. Why do I have to know? Well, I was going to stop by with an apple.
That's code.
Yeah.
It is. It's for my balls. I go, I was making small talk, trying to learn a bit about the stranger who started messaging me. She goes, okay, can I see a picture? I go, if you answer my question.
Here we go with the pictures
exactly.
Now.
Exactly. So, yeah.
They got such a regimented MO, these guys.
And she changed her name to Dawn Fairy Cole. Yeah. So she's no longer Linda or Jane Fairy Cole.
Oh, I guess one of my nieces do that every other year. She changes her name to something.
Well, you know, Dawn's, I'm surprised they went to Dawn. That's usually a name you change. Yeah. Surprised that she changed to Dawn. Yeah. Never heard of that move before. But so I thought that was interesting.
Mm.
Same last name,
yeah.
Different scammer. Thought we could rekindle it, but now this. I mean, they might come back to me. Often they get annoyed with me initially and then come back.
Yes,
because I'm always willing to engage in chit-chat.
No, but I think this they grabbed your name and ran with it. You know, because this is totally a new person.
Yeah, which I had no way of knowing. I had no way of knowing. I thought the promise of my big cock had finally enticed my dear Jane.
That might have enticed, but maybe they saw that. You know, who's this guy? Big cock. All right, get him on a horn.
But you're right. They always want to see the picture. Always want the picture.
Yeah, always want the picture. You know why? Probably to, you know, like you said, to send it out, use it for something else.
No, I like to think it's like James said. Jane said she wants to see it so she can come on it. I'd like to think that's why every scammer wants my picture. I really.
Now, do they use regular paper or glossy just in case for a quick cleanup?
Well, I think it would work for a quick cleanup, to be honest.
You know, because you keep on printing things. With this, you just wipe a rag across.
Again,
it's good to go for the next time.
Then again, if you're scamming me, money's tight because money's not coming.
Yeah. Well, but they are. It was a foot race.
Which was hard because my pants were down.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. It's just weird. So we'll see what happens with that. I do have a scamming scammers relationship in the can, so to speak. One that I have that I've not brought to the table before.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess at some point we could do that. But I want to get through more of Ann Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
I want to make some headway with this. And things are getting interesting now that we're talking to Victim A.
Yes.
And Ann's burned every fucking bridge she has.
Like a retreating army.
I'm making a motion to write it down. Pip, write it down.
I am.
Retreating army. All right. So here we go. Well, apparently the general who's running Syria, they wasn't consulted when President Trump said they were pulling out. Didn't fucking talk to him.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you didn't hear that? That was in today's fucking testimony. Or yesterday's testimony.
Oh, my God.
Good God. I'm going to hire the best generals and never talk to them. We're fucked. Anyway.
No, we're fine.
Anyway, I don't want to talk about that. So, Christmas Eve, December 24th, 2014. Pip, give us some stuff.
Okay. Well, our first category, of course, is Mr. Davin. Our second category is asshole, singular. And our third category is money. The word money.
All right. I'm going to go with five Mr. Davins.
Okay.
I'm going to go with one, because asshole is singular, not plural. I'm going to go with just one asshole I have for a long time.
It's always a good call.
And money, I'm going to go with 12.
All right. All right.
You can actually hear her drop trowel when you said 12.
Oh, yeah, I got excited. It was the glossy paper for sure.
Put away the bullet, girl.
Oh, sorry. Let's see. It's the rabbit.
Oh, okay.
I think I'm going to go with two Mr. Davins because we've been light on those. I'm going to go with two asshole. And
you have for 8 years.
One of them has a fissure.
That's why there's two. And used to be one. And I'm going to go with eight money. And, oops, I'm dropping things. And I want to see.
Oof.
That's not new, right?
Shall I continue with the show? Or?
Yeah, continue with the show.
As you stumble and mumble at home.
As the house burns down around her.
I was waiting for Joe's girl, and she has three Mr. Davins. She has one asshole. That's always good. And one money.
She's not very confident in your in you this week, Pip.
I know. She thinks I dropped the ball. That's okay.
I ain't created no scare. All right.
So, Christmas Eve, December 24th, 2014. Victim A says, Merry Christmas. I wish you happiness, health, and success. Warm regards. I said, Merry Christmas. I wish the same for you. I'm making friends.
There you go.
Even you agree.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, and a Christmas treat. December 25th, 2014. Guess who I hear from? A Christmas miracle. It's Anne. I'm sure it'll be filled with holiday cheer and good tidings.
Of course it will.
Mr. Santa.
Here's the subject. Fuck you, a real scammer.
In the Christmas spirit.
At least she had proper punctuation.
Funny.
Criminal Melvin Santos. Where are my fucking funds? You do not transfer the funds to me. Joe, we're going to need you to really pick up.
All right.
We don't have your art here. You are a fucking liar. The other victims never get fucking money back. And this is why you are a real scammer. Fuck you. I will let Brown Cotton go to jail. Like, she's got control.
Yeah.
Subject, I called FBI. Mr. Davin.
One.
And now she's been, like, chewing me out and, like, saying awful things about me to, like, other scam anti-scammers and everything. And now she's still emailing. She's fucking talking to me. I have not been responding.
Because she's schizophrenic.
Yeah. Yes. Mr. Davin.
Dose. Oh, is that the same
one? That's
one.
That's the same one.
Okay.
Merry Christmas. I want to tell you that the FBI told
me
to file the complaints again, but they are in holidays now. They will read the complaints, and then I will contact them after holidays.
I'm sorry. I like the way she gets right down to business. Merry Christmas. I have the FBI.
No type of
it is a holiday. You know, we'll start with that, but right back to business.
We'll keep it brief.
Yeah, right.
P.S. This is what I did as the same as before. Subject. You have to pay the prices. Brown Cotton, you destroyed my whole life. You are a fucking liar. It is a shame that you are from IC3 under FBI. You will go to jail soon. Believe in me.
Me.
Oh, I actually respond to her. I hadn't responded in a long time.
Right.
I go, hi, Anne, except I use her real name. Merry Christmas. I hope the holiday season find you well and in good spirits. Best, Davin. What, Joe? Why are you laughing? I'm being nice.
I know, but they're not gonna find her in good spirits. Or, well, geez, fuck that she's angry. Give a damn what time of year it is.
You don't believe in the Christmas?
I do, not her.
Mr. Davin.
Dose.
What I found is that you are a liar.
Oh.
Well, this does not sound good.
Really?
Christmas?
On Christmas, even though you're a Jew. Yeah.
You promised me a red fire truck, and there wasn't one underneath my tree.
No, there's a pile of shit. little turd with a siren on it.
This is ruined.
It's not a fire truck.
What awful Christmas that is.
Yeah, all this.
Oh, it's from the cat. What do you want?
That's funny. Yeah, you know, the cat likes turds. You know, I figured you would, too.
Hold on. If you promised her a red fire truck under the tree, is that a euphemism?
Yeah.
For my cock. It's always a euphemism for my cock. It's always about my cock. You said Brown Cotton, Eric Bohr, Melvin Santos, James H. Miller, and Parker D. Green are scammers. Wow, you are lying.
God.
In good spirits? They destroy my life. They must pay for the prices. So you might have had a point, Joe. Maybe good spirits was a little much.
Yeah, but how... You said they're scammers. She's saying they're liars, and they have to pay the price. I mean, I
think her personalities are arguing with each other.
No shit.
Yeah.
No shit. I hope you're not going for the joke. I think that's what's going on.
You know me. I never do.
Huddle.
Brown Cotton, you cheated on my money. Seeing other money.
Oh, money.
You said you would return the money.
Two.
Me. Never. You are a real scammer. But now I'm a liar because I called him.
Schizophrenic.
Yeah. You are a real scammer. FBI will arrest you. Believe in me.
Me.
They will arrest you. James H. Miller Park and Parker D. Green because they cheat on
me.
Too. I will try to report Jennifer too. So I'm called a liar because I called them scammers. And then she's sending me an email where she calls them scammers.
Yeah.
What the hell's wrong with her?
She out of goddamn mind.
Yeah.
Well, this was not a Merry Christmas at all.
It was not.
December 26, 2014. Subject, you are a fucking thief. Who wouldn't open that email?
Well, at least you waited till after Christmas to call you one.
No, this isn't to me. This is
Oh, okay.
Somebody else has the pleasure of being called that. Criminal Melvin Santos. You work at UN, but you choke the people's money and my money. Since you never work for people, you are a real fucking thief. You use me. And then you hire some idiot people like Eric Gore, James H. Miller.
Hire some idiot people. He's a lazy boss.
I hire idiot people, too. Then you replace them with other idiot people. It's the circle of idiot. Parker D. Green, even fucking Brown Cotton, an idiot FBI man with no good quality, and that fucking man you pay.
An idiot FBI man with no good quality, and she fucking kills me.
Listen, that's if I replaced Ann with Trump and Brown with Comey, you'd be fucking agreeing.
That's true. That's true. Oh, it's hysterical.
And that fucking man, UK ERCC David Copper. Without my theory and research to predict the future of the world from the points of view about Russia, aha, Joe, they're talking about your country, North Korea, we're in love, and China. She's got them all!
China.
Why is this woman not in the cabinet, Joseph? This woman knows more about Trump's world than anybody in that cabinet. They should be working together. I want her replacing Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Oh, yeah. go fuck off your life, Jim Acosta.
Yeah. Oh, God, that would be great.
Can you imagine Ann Jackson with the fucking me with the media?
The mess media.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I'd pay to watch that.
The mess media.
The mess media.
You all ruined my fucking life. You're choking on the president's money. You and the mess media. Fucking great. Anderson Cooper's head would explode.
Oh, my God. Yes, it would.
Without my theory and research to predict the future of the world from the points of view about Russia, North Korea, and China, the other countries will never put pressure on North Korea, Russia, and China. You are a fucking dirty Henry. By the way, worst candy bar. It was much worse than the O. Henry candy
Write
bar.
That one down. You're a dirty Henry. I got a
fucking dirty Henry.
A fucking dirty.
Lousy candy bar tastes like shit.
Dirty Henry. I got to use that.
Tastes like shit and mud.
It's a dirty Henry.
He's lousy follow-up.
He's candy. A dirty Henry.
Where are my funds? They know. You choke them because you lie to
me.
I never get any fucking refunds. You steal the money.
Because they're scammers, stupid.
James H. Miller, Brown Cotton, and Parker D. Green.
Roll call.
Never return the fucking money to me. Pip, I hope you're getting all these monies in there.
I sure am.
All right. Don't make a mess, girl.
That's why I picked a shit pile of them.
Too late.
Aw, cat's drowning. They are criminal and you are corrupt because you eat all of my money, surviving in this world by using the fucking dirty way. Shame on you.
The dirty way. We'll do it the dirty way.
In the stink.
Yeah. The dirty Henry.
I think we're talking about anal.
Yeah. That's where the asshole live.
I have never met such an idiot man like you working at UN because you are a liar. I never see my money back. We got to be setting all sorts of records for money tonight. Subject, you will be arrested soon. Again, why would you open that email?
Out of curiosity. When is soon?
Define soon.
Define soon. That's why you'd open it. Define soon.
That'd be a great response.
Yeah.
Define soon.
Define soon.
It's like when you open your mailbox, you see that red letter from fucking Easy Pass. All right, you want to open that right away. What the hell did I do?
I never got a red letter from Easy Pass.
That's like the toll, something wrong with the toll. You know.
No, there's nothing wrong with the toll. It was you fucking speeding through it.
No.
Brown Cotton, you will be in jail soon because you didn't pay your Easy Pass.
That's right.
Because you are a fucking scammer as well as a black mafia.
That's racist.
As long as he doesn't wear the black face.
Yeah. It's true.
FBI will arrest you. You never return the fucking money to
me.
The fuck is that? And you threaten me. Why do you think? Who do you think you are? You are a real criminal. I will submit the whole evidence to the FBI. Shame on you. You cannot hide because of all the anti-scam sites will post the truth. Shame, shame, shame. So now she's expecting all the anti-scam sites, all the people that she's trashed, are going to help her.
She called you a fucking liar. And that you don't that you insinuated that they're scammers, and then the next sentence she claimed that they were scammers. You know, I mean, she's schizophrenic.
Yeah. Although we did learn in the first portion of the show, if you have any medical issues, you go to Pip. So really, Ann should have been dealing with Pip, not me, this whole time.
Yeah, but the funny thing is like, and I've said this before, that she'll just carry on with this insane gibberish.
Yeah, but we love Pip,
and that. Oh, it's funny. Sorry, sweetie. But, you know, there she'll carry on with this insane shit and then talk about world events and be spot on, you know, because she's not stupid.
She's presidential material. Yeah. She has all the qualities we're
looking
for.
But she's not stupid, you know. Emotionally, she's nuts and stupid. But as far as, you know, she snaps out of it and being educated.
Why can't she be president of this fine country? She has a lot of the same qualities.
She's not good with money.
Neither is he. Yeah. He's been bankrupt a bunch of times. This woman is ready. She's ready to lead on day one, Joe. Can you imagine those fucking cabinet meetings? 1 minute she's like telling how great, next minute she's calling them fucking liars and idiots, and it's all on camera. It would be awesome.
Yeah, and then the next, and then you turn to her, and she's in a fetal position in the corner.
Executive time.
Executive time.
I wonder if executive time means Pornhub. I wonder.
Nah.
You don't think so?
I don't know.
You don't think the president's cranking it out after Fox and Friends? After seeing Ainsley in the morning? A little Steve Doocy? You
know? A little Hannity?
No, a little Hannity.
Hannity.
Definitely doing Fox and Friends.
Fucking Kellyanne walks in. Trump has to pull up quick. What are you doing in here?
What is it, Kellyanne?
Finish this.
Finish. Now he's the cause.
Now he's the cause. No, she's awake. Two soldiers cheat on my money for the fucking funds and gold bars. Lies, lies. Shame on you. Greedy people and fucking dirty Henry. I will report James H. Miller and Parker D. Green too.
That'd be a great name for a band, Dirty Henry.
I bet they stink.
Yeah.
December 28, 2014. Subject, Melvin Santos is a real fucking thief because he steals my research. That's what you're worried about?
He steals your research.
Because she thinks like she's a... I don't know what she thinks.
She's an expert.
Well, yes. Yes. That she's an expert, she's helping them, and he's taking all the credit.
Oh.
Right.
If there's one thing that I really dislike about Melvin Santos, it's that he's a glory hound. I mean, he's just looking for all the
But
credit.
Steals all his research. This from a woman that you give her advice, she writes to the FBI and then CCs all the scammers on the fucking email.
Well, you don't want to go behind the back, Joe. That'd be rude. That'd be Dirty Henry of her. She's an upfront type of schizophrenic. Criminal Melvin Santos is a real scammer as well as a thief. Oh, I guess he needs another job.
Yeah, well, you know, times are tough.
Sure. He is corrupt and he uses me. And chokes the victim's money. Oh, my God. We are moneying like crazy. Mm. Since he does not know the real scam. No, I beg to differ. I think he does.
Yeah.
This scam involves in terror activities, money laundering, and the real world war. He uses me after I show the real research. By the way, he never pays me, but he pays to Brown, Cotton, Parker, Green, James Miller, who destroy my life. They use me because they are America. Are they?
Really?
They're America.
Really?
I don't think so. I think they're Nigeria.
Ghana.
Yeah.
Ghana.
After revealing the truth of the scam, and most of the scammers are organized, and they are hackers stealing info, this fucking Melvin Santos steals it and never pays
me,
but uses idiot Brown Cotton, Eric Bohr, James Miller, and Parker Green.
Roll call.
These people are black mafias and idiot pigs.
Idiot pigs?
Yeah, usually pigs are actually a very smart animal.
Yeah, but not these.
No, these are the idiot pigs. For some reason, I have idiot pigs in my head, but to the theme of Dream Police by Cheap Trick. The idiot pigs are in my head.
Now they're baking.
I don't have enough command of that song to really follow through on the parody. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, that's not going to help, Joe.
Yeah. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, you know, I'm a musician. You know that climb down.
Is that what that was?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. My theory. 1, drug route. 2, the real war will start in Russia, North Korea, or even China. 3, UN has no function at all. 4, Melvin Santos is a fucking thief and he is a dirty Henry.
This just in to CNN.
You should watch that.
This is the Trump speaking.
And the Trump.
Sure.
And Trump. Big fan. Very. She's a patriot.
State of the Union tonight. He is a dirty Henry.
Yes, I know. He's speaking unity.
Yeah.
I wonder how long that'll last. He said to me that the funds will be transferred to my bank account. I never get any fucking money back. He is a liar. He's a real scammer. But I do have this degree from Trump University. 5, UN asks for the donation, and many victims report the scam, but UN ignores it. It is easy to see that UN is a fucking lying org. I think she meant organization from USA. So apparently we're running shit now. We're running shit. Then she sends this notice. White-collar crime, usually computer or financial fraud, she gives me this little fucking footnote, is often controversial. It is called victimless crime because people are not physically assaulted. But most white-collar crime involve people losing money. While there is no physical injury, people are still hurt. One of the worst injustices of white-collar crime is that criminals often get away. Meanwhile, people who lost their life savings are often left without justice.
Now the funny thing is that, you know, with all her schizophrenic nature and going back and forth, she essentially wrote something that was so spot on that it's almost mirroring the
copied and pasted it.
Yeah, all right.
She didn't fucking write that.
You think so?
I know so.
Okay.
There's no way she wrote that.
No, please stop. It's grammatically correct.
All right, but even so, she put something down.
It's teleprompter Anne.
But even though it's teleprompter Anne, she's writing something that is pretty much mirroring the intro into the clips.
How convenient. Conclusion. It is shame. Yeah. Does this sound like what I just read? It is shame? Where are my fucking funds held by you?
We never put that in. when I'm going through it a couple of times, but that never makes the cut.
Why do you need my bank info? Brown Cotton does have it. I never get any money, and Brown Cotton chokes it because he did have my money, my bank account before. This man will be sent to jail soon. Not really. And then she sends me an article from CNBC, and there's an op-ed about Putin's real motive in the Ukraine, which we've all fucking learned. So she's sending me every action as a reaction. However, in Russia's response to the West's latest step remains to be seen. What we do know, though, is that Russia has long integrated cyber operations into its larger military strategy and doctrine. This is from 2014 she's sending me this shit.
Yeah.
Anne was more aware of shit than our whole government was.
But that's what I'm saying. She's not a dope. She's very intuitive and very on the mark with stuff.
So you follow her. She'll be your president. She's Anne's not my president. Not my president, Joe. I'm sorry. I'm not fucking following her. Let's see. Indeed, Russia's campaign. This is her copying and pasting. She's not writing this shit. But she's aware of it. Indeed, Russia's campaign against Ukraine has invoked such strategy and tactics, using cyber attacks to disrupt Ukraine's communication system and information warfare to engage in psychological battle against the Ukrainian government and broader publics. They did the same shit to us. These attempts to undermine Ukrainian authorities and deny them maneuverability also aim to foster and maintain a spirit of resistance to Kiev among pro-Russian forces with Ukraine. So what should businesses do? I guess I can read this. It's all informational stuff. It's good to know. It's just very interesting that we've been dealing with this for the last couple of years, and Ann sent me this shit in 2014.
Yeah.
We tell customers that no environment is 100% secure, how an organization monitors vulnerabilities and remediates issues matters most. Remediate, that's a good word. It is vital that companies do more to detect breaches earlier. If we all don't get along better at this, incidents can quickly grow out of control, and as in the case with Sony, because remember, Sony got hacked, escalate into a situation so large as to threaten the company itself or cause an international incident. As Sony Pictures looks for a possible North Korean link to a cyber attack, there's a nagging question. Does the poor country even have advanced technology capabilities to infiltrate large corporations? The answer is yes. The isolated communist nation has been pursuing cyber strategies as far back as the 1980s. North Korea more recently has targeted a bank, a university, and media websites, according to prosecutors. The rogue state possesses drones and electronic warfare tools to create digital quiet zones. The regime also nurtures and trains its brightest to become cyber terrorists, based in North Korea and possibly even China. Average citizens hungry for unfiltered outside information are discreetly accessing shortwave radio reports and data-filled USB thumb drives. The North Korean regime is well aware of this growing threat of outside information. Authorities conduct periodic tech raids on homes and buildings. I did not know that. Getting caught with foreign media and technology is a punishable offense. Democratic South Korea, meanwhile, has advanced to become one of the most wired countries with widespread broadband access. And savvy North Korea has countered by turning to cyber terrorism as a more effective, cheaper method of gathering intelligence or perceived enemies than dispatch foot soldiers, according to an August security briefing on North Korea's cyber landscape. The research was compiled by U.S.-based tech giant Hewlett-Packard. So, you know, it's kind of interesting that all this shit was going on, and people knew about it. And then you look at what happened to our election, and you hear what our intel saying that they're still trying to attack us.
Mm-hmm.
And we've done nothing. Did you hear this under oath? They asked all the heads of intel, do we have a strategy to combat Russians' cyber attack? I said, no, there is no strategy in place.
Well, but they also just came out with today that there was no attacking or infiltration in the 2018 election.
I thought they said they were being attacked heading into 2018.
Yeah, I just heard today on the news that they're saying that they weren't. That there was no evidence of that.
Maybe they were laying low.
Maybe they were talking about like actually into the machines.
Right.
No, they were still doing their cyber warfare on us.
But I should have been clearer. Yeah, into the actual machines, there was no interference.
Oh, okay. All right, subject. Melvin Santos, you are an idiot pig. That might be my new favorite put down.
Idiot pig.
That's my new thing. I love it.
This fake document is from Malaysia that I can tell. I am asking my friend about the scammer's mail address. The scammers are from Malaysia. My scammers, Pedro Simpson and Janthi Maram, are from Malaysia and Thai. They build up the global network. Brown Cotton told me he arrested them because he's a liar. So stop men and women from being scammed. And says, please see my research. And then she uses her other name, Claire Williams. That was another one of her stage names. And then she's like giving links to people that she thinks are hackers. Facebook profiles. That's what she's giving me here. All right. Subject: Melvin Santos is corrupt, connected to black mafias. Criminal Melvin Santos is using fucking black mafias connected to terrorists. You never help the victims because you cannot do the right justices. So you are fake. That doesn't even make sense.
No.
Yeah.
He might not be good at his job, or might not be.
But he's real.
Yeah. Well, no, he's not.
Well, he's real, but
it's really fake. But her logic is bad, as usual. You also ask the victims to pay. Most of black mafias do not pay for it, but they can steal money, and so do you. You destroy me.
Hey.
You are a real fucking mafia, as well as Dirty Henry. I never get money back because you lie. Another money pip.
I know.
Okay.
I'm keeping on top of this.
Enjoy a nice Andy burger, will you? Most of politicians are full of corruption connected to black mafias who can raise funds and choke the money. You do choke the victims' money, and this is why you are a scammer. Fucking corrupt. Brown Cotton is guilty connected to black mafias because he chokes my money. He is a liar saying to help the victims. In fact, he eats money. You know, when you eat money, you don't have to work out as much.
That's right.
James H. Miller and Parker Green are not real U.S. soldiers because they are very stupid.
But wait, that's really significant that she's saying that.
Not that they're stupid, but that they're not U.S. soldiers.
Yeah.
I'm sure. I wonder how long she'll keep this plot.
Who knows?
They threaten me cheating on my money. Even Green's fake daughter Jennifer chokes my money. All of you will go to jail soon. She's got to stop because they won't. Parker D. Green.
Ooh, full name. That's like when your mom would use your full name. You know you're in trouble.
So trouble.
James T. Curry.
Joseph T. Curry.
Joseph, yeah. Why did I say James? Eh.
Fine. You're thinking of James T. Kirk.
I'm thinking of James Miller.
Uh-huh.
In our little fucking story here.
Gotcha.
Parker D. Green. The D is for dumbass. You are a coward hiding somewhere. I see you.
That's what cowards do. They hide somewhere.
Sure. The question is where? That is how you know you're good cowards from
right.
bad cowards. You threaten me many times, saying you want to freeze my funds. Who do you think you are? You are
a superstar. Oh, no, sorry.
Right, you are.
We all shine on.
No.
Sorry.
That was Pip having an orgasm.
No. No.
There's a wet cat around there somewhere.
Real.
Just bathing itself. Oh, it was salty. Anyway, you're very wicked because your daughter cheated on my money. She is a fucking liar. You too. You are very fucking dirty, Henry. I'll tell you what. She is loving her dirty, some dirty Henry.
Wow, she is loving it, and she's like very fucking dirty.
I like Henry. The way she goes, she's a liar. You too.
I didn't forget you.
Yeah.
I see
be left
you.
Out. I'm a liar.
You use Me, your lover, the woman who brought this to attention, lies, and you admitted her lies. You lied to
me,
saying my funds will be transferred. I never see any fucking money. You ask me to pay for your daughter. You ask
me
to sell gold bars. All these are your conspiracy with fucking brown cotton. You use
me
working under idiot pig Melvin Santa. Hard to fit on a business card.
Yeah,
I I feel like Idiot Pig, like, should get his own cartoon.
Idiot Pig?
I love it.
I love it.
Yeah, this pig just does the stupid shit, the whole cartoon.
Just, like, wanders, and all of a sudden he's got, like, an apple stuck in his mouth.
Yeah, winds up being bacon because he's a dumbbell.
Volunteers to be bacon.
Yeah, right.
Oh, I want to go to a pig roast.
Hi, what's your name? Oscar Meyer. Hi, Mr. Meyer. Can I come in?
I'm Idiot Pig. Don't I look delicious? No, don't put me in that burger.
Yeah.
That tail looks comfortable.
Oh, so warm and toasty. Let
yes.
me hop on in.
Oh.
There you go.
You used me working under Idiot Pig Melvin Santos, cheating on people. You went and asked donations, and you choked the money with them, since you do not work, but you enjoy your low life. Fuck off. Shame on you, mafia family.
What are we doing? Mind our own fucking business. What's she bringing us into it?
You will go to jail because you scammed my money with Parker Green and Brown Cotton. You are a fucking dirty Henry. You use
me.
And you can enjoy your life with fucking money. Oh, it's going to hurt. It gets sharp. Andrew Jackson hurt my balls.
Yeah. Write that down. Andrew Jackson hurt my balls.
Where am I going to use that? What joke can possibly end with that punchline?
In this episode of Davin's Done, Andrew Jackson hurt my balls.
Oh, I thought you meant like for the act, right?
No. But, you know, there might be a night.
I hope not.
You have those bits you have a saying to go, I might not use it tonight, maybe not in 5 years, but there will be a night. Oop, let me borrow that.
You want to use
me
to get money and then kill me?
Me.
You do this with all of your fucking plan. You are a fucking scammer. Americans are very dirty because of money. Well, yeah. I mean, you throw it at us when we're on stage.
That's right.
It's not clean.
That's right.
Sometimes it's some butt cracks.
Ew.
Fuck you, dirty man. I like that a
Fuck
lot.
Fuck you, dirty man.
Fuck you, dirty man. The filthiest superhero ever.
Yeah.
Fuck you, dirty man. You won't stop me with my plan.
Nah, see, dirty man, you'll never catch me.
I got a bar of soap. It's your kryptonite.
Oh, no. What will I do? I'll throw this dust at him and foil him.
And what?
And foil him.
Oh, foil him. Fuck you, dirty man.
Fuck you, dirty man.
Dude, how many dirty mans did we have?
Dirty man is that's the only one I heard.
Oh, that's unfortunate. You work with the fucking dirty man called Melvin Santos connected to black mafias full of corruption. You choke money and you will go to jail. Subject, corrupt and guilty UN secretary.
Tonight's subject.
A fucking liar, Melvin Santos. You are corrupt and you are a fucking scammer. You are guilty because you lie to people saying you are from UN. You lie. You gave the order to arrest criminals for the victims. In fact, this is lies. You co-work with black mafias. Mafias do not need to pay, and they can do money laundering. How ironic. I don't think it's ironic.
Okay. Don't you think?
No, I don't. Victims must pay for the fees called legal procedure. You are hiding because you choke the money and you want to get away. Well, yes.
Well, because you're a crook.
Yeah, sure. It's a shame because you call yourself doctor. So does Pip. Should I put them in contact with you if they have a boil?
Yes, absolutely.
Joe, if you're not feeling unwell, before you consult a physician, please call Pip.
Yes.
Pip will
available consultation 24/7.
Yes, Pip likes when you call her up at 3 a.m. to ask what's the...
I got a boil on my ass.
Yeah, just call her up and go, does this look infected?
Yeah.
She loves that.
That would be a great show. Welcome to the Does This Look Infected?
Everybody, please call... Please call Pip Helix. I'll give you her number shortly. So you can call her at all hours to ask about your medical ailments.
Does this look infected? Sponsored by pus. Because what is an infection without pus?
Oh my God.
Explore the possibilities.
Oh my God.
And you know what? That commercial will make more sense than that fucking Burger King one.
Yes, you put a little Mucinex.
This is a fucking, listen to the fucking point to it.
Make a crossover episode. Put the little Mucinex snots in there.
Right.
It's a shame because you call yourself doctor. It's a shame because you like to steal someone info. Do you work at UN? No. You are just a fucking dirty man. No. You are not a human being. This is why you lie. Not only lie, in fact, you lie to people saying to deal with this according to the law. Fucking lies, 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 lies. I don't think she sees the humor in it, Joseph.
Oh, that's too bad. I see it.
I'm hearing the Thompson twins in my head. Lies, 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 yeah.
Timmy, sweet little lies. Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, there's another one.
Right. Yeah. What did you say? Don't you guys repeat it. That's what she's saying. Mm. We don't need to hear more of your singing. What is justice? you are very dirty using
me.
Four victims paid for the fees, which you eat and choke. Yum, 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 yum.
Yum, yum, eat them up, eat them up.
For the fees, which you eat and choke.
Yum, yum, eat them up, eat them up.
If I kept on choking on the fees and the money, I would stop eating it.
Yeah.
I really would.
Well, use moderation.
I have cash reflux.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Revel in the talents.
That's okay, but it makes it. It's good.
Thank you.
It squeaked in.
Appreciate that.
Okay.
Thank you, Travelocity, no. Shame on you. UN has no function at all. Well, many people would say that.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of people say that.
You like to use people as tools only, you big old dildo.
Yeah.
Oh, Pip, you butt plug.
Thank you.
Somebody's a wrench.
A monkey wrench. Mm. That's racist.
Yes.
I forgot. You work with Brown Cotton, a big fraud star. I think he takes bows. Bye. Coming to the stage.
A big fraud star.
You heard him on Davin's Den, a favorite of Ann Jackson. Please welcome the biggest fraud star in the land, Brown Cotton.
Dun, 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 dun. He's a big fraud star.
It's the type of intro I want.
Yep.
You also work with these two fucking guilty people, James Miller and Parker Green. By the way, you also work with fucking dirty Henry Eric Bohr, who is a real scammer, who is a real criminal hacker. And I think that's a good place to leave it for tonight.
Yeah, I'm ready then.
Well, I thought what she was saying, that you work with those two dirty people. I thought she was talking about me and Joe for a second.
Yes. All right. What are our totals, Pip?
Oh, my God. Well, we have two Mr. Davins. Joe, you called that one.
All right.
We had no asshole. We didn't even have assholes. So,
Well, it was an idiot pig type of night.
Yes.
What's that?
It was an idiot pig type of night.
It was, and I don't remember her ever saying that before, so I'm very upset. I would have loved that. But money, we had 31 monies.
Wow.
Yeah.
I thought it was being a wild man picking 17.
Poor Pip ran out of fingers and toes.
Yeah, really?
I did. I can't even tell you what I had to count.
You picked 17 money, Joe?
I picked 17.
That's a very
right,
high.
Right, Pip?
No, you said 8.
Oh, really? I thought I said 17.
Well, I said 8 plus 9, so that's how we got to 17.
No, I said 8. Wow, okay, I thought I said 17. All right.
I thought somebody said 12.
I did.
Oh.
So would you come closest?
Yeah, but not by very much. So there was really no clear winner here.
There seldom is on this show. So, what's our little takeaway from this? I mean, she's really ripping into Melvin Santos this week.
But she's schizophrenic. She lays into these guys that they're incompetent, but they're scammers. She tells you that you're a liar. Then the next paragraph, she says that they're scammers. She even though that she doesn't write the commentary, she is aware on public world affairs, right on the money, so she's not stupid. You know, so it's just very intriguing that it's, you know, look, when you're going through something like this, your emotions get in the way, and your emotions are calling the shots no matter how educated or reasonable of a person you are.
I'll tell you what, it was not a very Merry Christmas.
No.
Felt attacked.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, a little bit. A little bit.
All right. Anything to add, Pip?
Actually, my takeaway is that she has the most entertaining insults ever.
Oh, hysterical. Dirty Henry.
You should hear what I think about you.
No, she's heard.
It can't be as good as Idiot Pig. Come on.
No, Idiot Pig is good.
Idiot.
Idiot Pig.
He's just stupid. Keeps on shacking up with some eggs. Yeah. Get out of there, stupid. You don't want to wind up like that. Oh, I'm very tasty. Shut up, Idiot Pig. Get away. Hey, what's that butcher knife for? Get out of there, you asshole.
Look at you trying to be the good guy saving it, you pig. Yeah. I would expect you to be the one to like throw him into the fire, but you're being a pal.
Yeah.
What's your motivation? I don't trust you.
Because he's a dumbbell. I feel bad for him.
Yeah, but I'm sure he looks delicious.
Yeah. I mean, but still, you want a mean, nasty hog that tries to bite you and ram you. You know, may be more than happy to make a fucking hot dog out of him. But stupid, you know, looking for trouble in his own, you know.
So you're willing to spare the dumb.
Yes.
Oh, okay, you're such a sweetheart.
Yes.
Even if you're delicious, if you're stupid, Joe has a heart.
Yeah.
Tower of Energy is an energy solution.
What a great segue.
What, was there more?
Well, no.
Okay. I took a breath and I plowed through.
Gotcha.
Tower of Energy is an energy solutions consulting company that specializes in residential and commercial lighting solutions, run by a 15-year lighting professional who guide you through the world of architectural-grade, environmentally friendly lighting for your home or commercial property. Tao, T-A-O of Energy, is on the cutting edge of today's lighting technology. You can find them on Facebook by searching Tao of Energy, LLC.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. Their Tuscan Villa selling will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. And every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every meal is it's good.
It's good. Speaking of idiot pigs.
Yeah, really. Holy cow. Every visit is not just a meal, but it's an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner, and on Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch.
In that sumptuous brunch, is there idiot pig, or were you able to save him?
No, there's only the finest pig.
Finest pig at Portobello.
We're talking about Portobello. Your smartest pig is there. Delectable, tasty, and cooked to perfection. In addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day, Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets is your destination for that special event, such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that happens to impress. No stupid pigs there. Their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. And Portobello Banquets also hosts the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Side-Splitting Productions owner Davins of Davins Den. Great show coming up on March 29th. Check that out. Experience all the Portobello has to offer. 175 Rampo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Learn more. Call them. 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Or visit their website, PortobelloNJ.com. You deserve the best, and you deserve Portobello.
Side-Splitting Productions, all your entertainment needs. Actually, no, not really. We're kind of trimming down. We're going to focus on the comedy. All your comedy needs.
There you go.
Side-SplittingProductions.com. 551-404-3094. 551-404-3094. Pip?
You want to listen to the HudsonRiverRadio.com. Actually, it's not the. It's just HudsonRiverRadio.com. And especially
you
Monday
stupid bitch.
Friday. What?
I said, you stupid bitch.
Where's
the idiot pig now?
And what was the most common saying at the Curry House from 1992 to 2017?
Surprised that didn't work out.
Mm-mm. Oh, God. So listen to HudsonRiverRadio.com Monday through Friday, 3 to 6, the Richter Observatory for some great music.
Now, is it the Richter Observatory or is it just Richter Observatory?
The Richter Observatory.
No, you got to get your articles in the right place.
I'm sorry. I did. I did the in the wrong place.
Yeah, I mean, you fucking ruined it.
I did. Forever.
Yeah, you suck. Joe?
I'm going to be the Broadway Comedy Club. This Friday is going to be the 10:15 show. Check that on out. 318 West 53rd Street, New York, New York. Or give them a call, and I don't have the phone number in front of me, but you could find them if you want.
Figure it out yourselves, assholes. You're on your own.
Broadway Comedy Club.
You want to see Joe? Good luck.
Yeah. You're not going anyway.
Maybe you'll catch him parking the car, really, and you could follow him in then.
Yeah. 212-757-2323. 212-757-2323. Also, Sunday, I'll be at the Brokerage Comedy Club in Belmore. Go to Gubs.com for information on that one. 7:30 show.
I'm doing private shit this week, so.
Well, keep it to yourself.
That's what I'm doing. I'm performing for the Chosen folks.
Ah.
The Chosen people.
Ah.
Yeah, there was talk of it doing in the sanctuary in front of where God lives. I'm like, let's not.
Yeah, you don't want
to. No.
I mean, I know he sees everything, but he don't want to be that close to it.
Yeah, really.
He doesn't want to be. It looked like he's sanctioning it.
No. I never like performing with God over my shoulder. No, yeah, I don't know why.
It's like, remember when we were doing that church gig, and I think they wanted us to, you want to go inside the church? No! I'm saying vile things. I tried to hide it from God. I don't bring it right to him.
He sees what you do. You're not hiding anything.
Hopefully he turns his
head. You do it so much, God's blind at this point.
Yeah, guys, he's just, whatever. He looks at me, goes, here, whatever. I'll fess up with him.
You know, you just tell God you're having executive time. He'll understand.
Funny.
All right. Yeah. So, hey, we didn't really have the tech issues this week. We had some mic issues, which was kind of weird.
Yeah.
Not bad.
No, but it seemed like I got the tech figured out.
There you go. So that's a key thing.
Yeah. Yeah, all right, very good.
step away from the mics and let's get the fuck out of here while the getting's good.
Thank you for those who listened live.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you for those who listen on the podcast. Without you, we'd still do it. But it wouldn't mean as much.
Exactly.
If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening. Oh, and good luck, Creamy. That's Pip's
cat. Oh, Creamy. Yes, Creamy.
We're wishing the best for Creamy.
Godspeed, Creamy.
No, not Godspeed yet. Godslow.
Godslow, Creamy.
Godslow, Creamy.
Godslow, Creamy. Right.
Yes, please.
Very slow. We want Creamy to be whipped into a fury.
Are they warm? Because you don't want them to be cold. They'd be ice creamy.
Nighty night.